Imagine waking up one day to discover you're no longer just writing code. You're suddenly responsible for an entire company's future. This jarring transition is precisely what Matt Mochery addresses in his Essential Playbook for Technical Founders. The journey from brilliant individual contributor to effective CEO requires a fundamental rewiring of your brain. Success isn't about building cool technology anymore. It's about solving real customer problems and building systems that can scale beyond your personal capacity. The skills that made you an exceptional engineer might actually hinder your leadership if you don't evolve beyond them. What makes Mochery's approach unique is its remarkable practicality. These aren't theoretical frameworks, but battle-tested systems that have transformed struggling startups into billion-dollar companies. Don't go it alone. The entrepreneurial journey brings crushing pressure, long hours, constant rejection, and fear of failure. A complimentary co-founder who shares this emotional burden is worth significant equity. But avoid the 50-50 split that leads to decision paralysis. Someone needs final decision-making authority. Team growth creates exponential complexity. Each new hire doesn't add linear capacity, but generates geometric communication challenges. Y Combinator recommends keeping founding teams under 6 people until achieving true product-market fit, generally exceeding $1 million in recurring revenue. This constraint maintains agility during pivots and enables efficient communication without formal management systems. The real inflection point comes when customers find your solution so valuable they not only pay for it, but actively recommend it to others. For B2B companies, this typically means securing contracts beyond initial testing budgets. Only then should you shift to blitz scaling to capture market share. When your team exceeds 15-20 people, informal communication breaks down. You'll hire talented people who underperform and find yourself doing more work rather than less. This signals the need for formal management systems, meetings that initially feel like overhead but become essential for scaling. Your effectiveness as CEO directly determines your company's ceiling. As both cultural architect and central information hub, your example inspires your team and drives organizational effectiveness. Optimizing your personal habits must be your first priority. Every successful leader needs a comprehensive organizational system. Most top CEOs use David Allen's Getting Things Done, GTD methodology. The core principle is processing your inbox daily. For actions taking less than 2 minutes, do them immediately. Otherwise, categorize them into appropriate lists: next actions, waiting for, someday/maybe, agenda, and projects. Maintain the system with daily and weekly reviews. Prevent urgent but unimportant tasks from consuming your schedule by blocking 2 hours daily for your top goal, your most important quarterly objective. Eliminate all distractions during this time. If new to focused work, start with 30 minutes daily and gradually increase. Document repeated information to improve communication quality and reduce repetition. Make fundamental organizational concepts visibly accessible to everyone. Cultivate gratitude by asking, "What is good about this situation?" to generate positive feelings that improve decision-making and team dynamics. No matter how brilliant your ideas or efficient your personal habits, you can't build an exceptional organization alone. Your company's success depends on team collaboration, and establishing effective group habits early is far easier than fixing dysfunctional ones later. Decision-making efficiency is crucial. Each wasted minute multiplies across all participants. Require written analysis and propose solutions before meetings. At Amazon, Jeff Bezos has teams read thorough proposals before making decisions. When consensus isn't reached, an appointed decision maker resolves the matter. As CEO, your voice carries disproportionate weight. To get genuine input, avoid influencing others prematurely. Once team members hear your perspective, many will naturally align with you. To leverage your team's full knowledge, have people document their thoughts before sharing yours or conduct simultaneous thumb votes. Impeccable agreements form the foundation of organizational effectiveness. Vague commitments lead to missed deadlines and declining morale. Create precisely defined, documented agreements that all relevant parties accept. When someone can't keep an agreement, they should immediately inform others and propose an alternative. Growing beyond 20 team members often causes communication breakdowns as informal systems fail. Fortunately, a proven framework exists that scales from tens to thousands of employees. Effective organizations implement accountability, coaching, and transparency at every level. Accountability means declaring destinations and action steps. Coaching involves assessing health and proposing solutions. Transparency means exchanging honest feedback. The ACT framework operates through a regular meeting cadence: one-on-ones, team meetings, all-hands meetings, office hours, social events, and quarterly planning offsites. Managers should dedicate one day weekly to internal meetings, another for external meetings, leaving 3 days for focused work. One-on-one should follow a structured template covering accountability, reviewing past actions and setting future ones, coaching, reviewing metrics with solutions, and transparency, exchanging feedback. Everyone should submit updates, issues, and feedback in writing before meetings. This approach can reduce a 3-hour verbal meeting to an effective 30-minute discussion. With your internal systems running effectively, the final piece is managing relationships with the outside world. Fundraising, recruiting, and sales follow essentially the same process with different exchanges. Each requires building trust with decision makers investing in you or your company. For fundraising, focus on finding the right partner, not just the right firm. Use the triangulation method by having 3 to 5 mutual connections send recommendation emails to your target investor within a short time frame, often prompting investors to reach out to you first. In recruiting, begin with a 90-day roadmap outlining goals for the new hire. Create a streamlined process: phone screening, full-day on-site interviews, same-day team decision, verbal offer pending references, and an offer ceremony for formal acceptance. For sales, master 3 fundamentals: building trust, identifying the customer's specific pain, and selling results rather than features. Ask questions and listen actively in initial meetings. When presenting your solution, emphasize business outcomes over product functionality. Customers care about results, not features. The entrepreneurial journey offers unique growth opportunities beyond finances. Mockery noted that while friends sought work that would make money, have fun, and do good, financial gain typically took priority when forced to choose. After achieving financial security, Mockery pursued pleasure for years, ultimately finding it hollow, an experience common among successful entrepreneurs who discover achievement alone doesn't fulfill them. His next chapter focused on social impact, helping formerly incarcerated Americans obtain commercial driver's licenses. The program's tangible impact provided a profound sense of purpose that surpassed his experiences with wealth and pleasure. The most fulfilled founders integrate all 3 elements into their business models, creating organizations that generate sustainable wealth while addressing societal challenges and fostering positive environments. The ultimate achievement is building an organization that maintains its mission and effectiveness without the founder's constant presence. In a world obsessed with unicorn valuations, true leadership isn't about making yourself indispensable. It's about creating systems and teams that thrive without you. Your greatest legacy will be the leaders you developed and the positive impact you created.